You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Braves baseball today with Mark Bowman, our Braves reporter, on this Thursday, the 23rd of February. It is Matt Wehmeyer pinch hitting today for Tim McMaster on the Braves podcast. And Mark, we thank you for the time as always. And Mark, want to start out by talking about Sean Rodriguez. He made his first comments to the media the other day in spring training. As most fans recall, he was involved in just a terrifying car accident. It claimed the life of a man who had stolen a police car in Miami. It's something you see on TV, but this actually went down in real life. Rodriguez and his wife, and I believe two of his four kids, suffering injuries, and of course the injuries that Rodriguez himself suffered may keep him off the field for the entire 2017 season. But, you know, I got to think that in the discussions he had with you and the other members of the media that, you know, missing some time playing baseball games is such a minor thing right now because he is so thankful to have his life and to have the lives of his kids and his wife, and that's first and foremost on his mind. And it just came across like he considers himself a very lucky person right now.
No doubt, no doubt. You know, baseball takes a back seat, you know, when something like this happens. And the Braves have said that repeatedly since the night of the crash. Because, you know, initially they actually thought that, you know, Sean was going to be okay. But there was concerns, obviously, about his wife who, you know, broke her leg, wrist, and the two young boys who were, you know, not only injured in the wreck, but also you just don't know how they're going to emotionally recover from, you know, a wreck of that magnitude. You know, they're seeing that other car on fire. So you want to, you know, your focus is on the family. And yeah, sure, it's a, you know, Sean would love to be playing. The Braves would love to have Sean playing. But at the end of the day, an incident like this, the focus is there on the family. And when Sean arrived there in camp the other day, it was, you know, it was good to hear that he said his wife is doing well, not only physically, but emotionally. And the kids, you know, he says they've gone on with life and don't even act like they remember it. So that is encouraging. As for Sean himself, you know, there was the Braves up until the Friday before they came to spring training, they were assuming he was going to be ready. But, you know, even when the swelling went down, you know, I've never been involved in a car crash like that. But you hear, you know, people who say the lingering effects. So you kind of find out exactly how significant the injury might be. You know, days or weeks later, and that's what happened with Sean. He just, once the swelling went down, he still wasn't able to move his arm. They went and had the MRI, and it showed what the x-ray hadn't on the night of the accident, that there was a tear there in the rotator cuff and, you know, a couple other minor ailments there in the arm that had to be fixed with surgery. And, you know, he probably will miss this entire season, and the Braves will miss his versatility. That was a key signing, I thought. You know, obviously the key offensive signing. Not only was he going to play second base, but he was going to help them in so many different positions. You know, you take a step ahead and say that they were fortunate to have a guy like Brandon Phillips available to put in there at second base. But Brandon can't do everything. While he may be a better defender than Sean at second base, he's not going to do as many other things that Sean was going to do throughout that lineup. And in a National League game, you know, it's so important to have those versatile guys.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think that was his calling card for so many years with the Pirates in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was his versatility. You know, an above-average offensive player, but you could put him into so many spots defensively on the infield. That's where his true value was. And like you said, a very significant loss from the baseball end of things for the Braves and for Sean Rodriguez. But again, like you said and like he said, you know what, that's a setback, and he'll deal with that. But this could have been so much worse from a life perspective, and he considers himself a very lucky person, as he should. And, Mark, one thing that's kind of impressed me, and I'm sure it has you and many other members of the media, is that, you know, Sean Rodriguez has not played a single inning, a single out, in a Braves uniform. But the way that, you know, his teammates kind of rallied around him and supported him, you know, during this, even though he's a newcomer. And not to say that, you know, we know baseball is a fraternity, you know, it doesn't matter what uniform you wear, but for a guy that really has not been a Brave for, you know, any period of time, at least in terms of game action, he's been treated like a guy that's been there, you know, 5-10 years. And I think that's been very impressive to see.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I think that was somewhat therapeutic for Sean to come to the ballpark the other day and just see the guys. When he walked in the clubhouse, he was you could tell he was somewhat nervous, a little bit uneasy. He was walking into an environment where he didn't know too many guys. He wasn't, here he is wearing a sling. He's not going to be able to help this team that was counting on him to do so many different things. But, you know, it didn't take him long to realize that nobody really cared about, you know, anything other than his well-being and that of his family. And I think that was very therapeutic. And one thing he mentioned, and I think the fans have to be given credit, it's the positive aspect of the social media world that so many fans have reached out to him, via Twitter and other social media outlets, and just expressed their well wishes. And he expressed his gratitude, and that's encouraging because, you know, as you know, social media can be an ugly place, in so many different ways. But to see the way Braves fans who have never seen Sean in a Braves uniform, the way they have received him, he was very appreciative, and that was good to hear.
Yeah, like you said about social media, it can very much be a minefield at times. There's a lot of ugliness out there, but at times like this, it can be very good, very kind, and very therapeutic. And fortunately, that's been the case for Sean Rodriguez in this particular predicament with that terrifying accident last month in his native Miami. And, Mark, you mentioned a little while ago that, you know what, the business of baseball must go on. You lose one guy, you got to fill a hole. And they certainly did that by getting the multi-time All-Star Brandon Phillips. Not the Brandon Phillips that he once was during his heyday with the Reds, but still a guy that has put up some decent numbers, hit over 290 last year. He still has a little bit of power, you know, maybe not the defender he once was, but still certainly a presence in the infield. Give me your first impressions of him and kind of how he's fitting in.
What I've seen from Brandon Phillips is a guy who truly is excited to get a fresh start. I wasn't there every day in Cincinnati. Didn't get to see exactly, how toxic the situation might have become. But, not only is he coming back to his hometown team, he has made a point to say how appreciative he is of what the Reds gave him, what Cincinnati gave him. But, look, the fact was his time there was done, that the Reds were moving on. And I think it's been – I think what you've seen from him is a guy who's excited to get a fresh start. And it is nice to at least have some familiarity, not only with the logo on the chest, but he's played, for so many years and developed somewhat of a relationship with Matt Kemp, Freddie Freeman, to some extent, Nick Markakis. I know Markakis spent a lot of time in the American League, but he's come in there and developed a really good rapport with Dansby Swanson right away, his double play partner. Their lockers are right next to each other. You see him spend a lot of time talking to each other, and from what you see just here during the early drills, they seem to work really, really well together. And look, this has the potential. Look, defensively, the Braves, are probably better off with Brandon Phillips at second base than Sean Rodriguez. And you put Phillips and Swanson and Enciarte there in center, up the middle, you're pretty strong defensively. And that bodes well for a team who, is focused on making that improvement within the rotation this year. That, those pitchers take them out with a little bit more confidence that this rotation has a chance to be, much more consistent than the ones we've seen in the recent past in Atlanta, and capable of providing that offense that we saw last year. They can complement each other very well. I think that not only is this team going to be able to eat some more innings than it did in the past, but it's going to have that bullpen. There's enough depth there to where these 6 and 7 inning outings that you're hoping to get from Colon, Garcia, Dickey, Julio Teheran, Mike Foltynewicz, that they're not going to go to waste. This team has a chance to surprise some this year. Now, I'm not going to say they're a playoff team, they are certainly capable of being a .500 team. And if you get to that point in time, some good luck, an extra good week or two, now all of a sudden you're in that playoff chase in September.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, that's why they play the games, and I think the Braves right now are a sleeper pick for a lot of fans, saying, keep an eye on them. The Nationals and Mets are getting all the attention in the East, but the Braves could be right there if all the chips fall into place, and that's certainly a possibility. And, Mark, you mentioned the revamped, the made-over rotation for this year, and there's very much a new dynamic in Braves camp here in 2017. You've got, three guys with a lot of miles on their tires, but, Bartolo Colon, Ari Dickey, and to a lesser extent, Jaime Garcia, but still a veteran. And, you know, while nothing's set in stone, there's a chance at least that, you know, you mentioned some of the younger guys like Tehran obviously is a lock in that rotation. Mike Foltynewicz probably too. But then guys like, you know, Aaron Blair, Matt Whistler, they were mainstays in that rotation last year. But this year, they may be on the outside looking in because of the other veteran arms that they've imported. So for guys like Blair and Whistler, how are they handling that to know that, you know what, there might not be a place for them in that rotation come opening day?
Yeah, I think they're handling it well. I like what Aaron Blair said yesterday when he said, look, this team's here to win, you know, and that's why they went out and got these guys. We had our chance last year. Look, and I think that's the right attitude, and that's the only attitude that he and Matt Whistler can have right now, because the fact of the matter is that all likelihood they will start the year in Gwinnett, but at the same time, they have to be ready because they're going to be the first ones called, especially if something happens early in the season. Something happens before Sean Newcomb or Patrick Weigel or Max Fried are ready. That next wave of starting pitchers that's coming. But, you know, I think this is a very interesting part of the rebuilding process because, you know, everything has been focused on the future. You know, now they're moving into SunTrust Park. There's a little bit more of an urge to win this year. You know, so they take this step where they go and get these veteran guys. Does that improve your chances for this year? Sure. But these guys are short-term fixes. And all of a sudden, what happens next year when you've got to turn back to, you know, whether it's Whistler, Blair, or you're putting Newcomb, Weigel, or Fried in that rotation, you know, now youth is going to all show up again. You're going to kind of have to go through some of those same growing pains that you've seen in the last couple of years with these young pitchers. Yeah, I've heard it time and again, whether it's from Smoltz, Glavin, you know, Avery, all those guys that went through it together way back when, you know, you kind of got to take your lumps before, and the only way to take those lumps is there at the big league level. So I understand why this team wants to win this year. I'm interested to see exactly how this year affects, you know, moving forward, you know, say 2018. Maybe they're in an even greater position to win, but do they have to go through will they have to endure some of the growing pains that maybe they could have endured this year with some of those younger pitchers? So I'm not saying what they're doing is wrong. I just have to, you know, I just know that that's a potential consequence to adding these short-term fixes because, you know, in all reality, you know, Colon, Garcia, and Dickey are going to be around just for 1 year. And by next year, you're going to be counting on some of those younger pitchers that I just mentioned.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting course of action that the Braves are going to take here in 2017. And, you know, what determines that course of action, depending upon, like you said, the contract statuses and the performances of the older guys, the younger guys, it's all going to blend together. And these things do have a way of working themselves out. But when that process takes place, will be anybody's guess. So very interesting to see how that develops here in 2017. Good place to wrap this one up on a Thursday. Our thanks to Mark Bowman, as always, for his time. Mark will do it again at this time next week, so thank you very much. In the meantime, it's Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Atlanta Braves.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.